any group of people who've experienced violence and are in a deprived situation, those things become heightened. And that's just human nature. Like, when we're stressed, we shout more easily. And that makes it really difficult. Like, there's a lot of unaccompanied women. And there's about 12,000 that we know of unaccompanied minors. Like, that's people under the age of 18. Like, 13-year-old boys on their own. It's a dangerous place for them, all right. It's difficult when you don't have hope. People had so much hope when they arrived on the shores of what they see as just Europe. I spoke to a doctor from Afghanistan who's in the camp now. His next interview is in 1 year. It's February 2021. So him and his four children and his wife are in a tent for another year. I don't understand how the process works. Like, I really don't. But yes, it has to be sped up. I mean, and you can't expect the Greeks to deal with it all. I mean, that's really like asking Ireland to deal with 40,000 refugees all on their own. The Greeks need help. The reason we left Lesbos is because at the moment some of the Greeks, like a small number, but are reacting really violently. And it's the same as I said about the refugees. When people are stressed, they often become violent.
And were you specifically targeted, you as a group, because you were helping the refugees?
Yes. There's a policy at the moment, apparently, amongst a certain mob that are on the island to target NGOs. I think it's because they think that by providing healthcare, you're encouraging refugees to come.